Cindy, what do we need at the pantry? What, I mean, are the shelves bare? Do we have enough? What could you use?
Well, I was thinking about this because you're always kind to let me know you're going to call me at 6:40 in the morning. One of the things that happens this time of the year as we get into April is now we are a few months and a few people away from the donations that come in during the holidays in November and December. And we get a big variety of things in those donations for what we call our bonus area, where there's a lot of choice and families get to take from there. Those things have dwindled down a lot. So that would be like our ketchup and mustard. I kind of think of what things go fast. Ketchup and mustard, we have found, goes very fast. Pickles, any of your sauces and salsas and condiment things, cake mixes, sugar, jams and jellies, pie filling, gravy, those kinds of things, we are now off of the shelf. We don't have hardly any of that left. That would be the big thing as far as what we're in need of.
Okay.
Cereal, always.
What about, like, mac and cheese and, you know, box stuff?
So, you know, we get our truck from Des Moines every 2 times a month, and we've been blessed to be able to get macaroni and cheese right now. I will say we go 3 times when we don't get any. The vegetable that we need is corn. We don't have any corn on our shelf right now. We have a couple of other vegetables that we've tossed in, but we don't have corn. And so I think we're probably getting ready to make a local order for that. We are blessed that we can do local orders when we don't have something on our truck from Des Moines. So.
Okay. Yeah, it's kind of strange. In Iowa, you would think we would have an abundance of corn, right?
Well, yeah, but, you know, our truck from our Food Bank of Iowa gets things from everywhere.
Right, yeah. Visiting with Cindy Sterin with our emergency food box. Cindy, tell people the hours of the emergency food box and where you are.
Okay, because we still call it our new building, right?
Right.
We are at 107 North 1st Street. And we are open Monday through Thursday in the afternoons, 1:30 to 4:30. And then on Fridays, we open in the morning at 10:30 and we close at 1:30. And we serve Marshall County families. And we accept donations from everywhere at anyone. A couple of things coming up is the philanthropy kids are bagging meals this afternoon. Those are going to come to the food box from outreach. And then we are just a few weeks out from our post office food drive. So encourage anybody on May 9th to keep that in mind. And if you just put 2 things in a bag, it's okay. You don't have to have a bag full to help us out with that post office carriers drive that they do in May.
Is that a Saturday, May 9th? Typically, they're on a Saturday, and I just put them out, you know, on my front step.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, it's a Saturday, the Saturday before Mother's Day.
Okay, yeah, just get a couple extra items, and the postal carriers will pick them up that day. Cindy, it is always a joy. I appreciate you. I appreciate you setting your alarm and getting. I don't prank call you. This is pre-established. So
so everybody knows.
Yeah. Hey, thank you. We'll talk again. Okay.
Thanks, Kyle. See.